The University of Alaska's Board of Regents is near unanimous on advancing a Chilkat Valley timber sale. And rebates for Juneau ratepayers. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The University of Alaska is moving forward with a controversial Haines area timber sale. Amid concerns, the university's Board of Regents delayed advancing the sale to its next step at its last regular meeting. But with more information in front of them this week, Regents were nearly unanimous in their decision to approve a development and disposal plan. At a special meeting this week, Regents voted 9-1 to approve a development and disposal plan for the sale of timber on 13,400 acres of its land in the Chilkat Valley. The vote authorizes the university to move forward with contract negotiations for the 10-year negotiated sale, announced in March, estimated to generate 150 million board feet. Regents heard from UA President Jim Johnson.
In the case of our land development, we can not only look at our regulations, we can look at our history. We can look at actual cases of how we have done land management sustainably and timber harvest sustainably and responsibly.
Johnson presented information on the history of the university's land grants and how those lands have been developed. He also discussed where that money goes and recent examples of successful harvests. The university has about 150,000 total acres in land grants, which fall into different categories.
It's frankly, again, not much land, and certainly not much of large commercial value. And so what little of that we have, we seek to monetize.
Johnson said UA wants to diversify its revenues by increasing those coming in from timber. The Haines project is estimated to bring in $10 million. He said revenue from land development funds things like the Alaska Scholars Program, University of Alaska Press, and Cooperative Extension. After hearing from Johnson, Regent Andy Tuber was the only one to vote against the approval.
I'm not particularly fond of the approach that we're taking on this for the return that's deemed to be forthcoming over the course of time.
Others like Regent Dale Anderson spoke in favor of moving forward, particularly because of the economic opportunities for the university and local residents.
Our fiduciary responsibility as board members is to the University of Alaska and the well-being of that school, of that university.
The university estimates the sale would create 55 to 60 new local jobs in its 10-year span. Regent Karen Perdue, who lived in Southeast for many years, voted in favor of the approval, but said success will come in finding a balance.
So my interest is sort of balanced between understanding that these communities need jobs. We as Regents have a fiduciary responsibility, but we also are abutting up against a pretty significant treasure, which is that reserve, and also that Haines has extensively worked to promote a tourism economy.
A portion of the land included in the timber sale falls within the bounds of the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. However, this harvest would be permitted because university lands are excluded from restrictions imposed on the preserve. Johnson said the university is working to address concerns about eagle habitat to minimize or eliminate impact. According to his presentation, the timber harvest area could end up being much smaller, depending on environmental requirements. Regent Lisa Parker said she feels confident in the university's work on the project.
We are a university, and I think in this case and in anything that we do, it's important for us to lead by example and to set a high standard. And based on what I've seen both previously and in conversations today, I believe that the president and the land department are doing that.
In the Chilkat Valley, the proposed sale has drawn excitement from residents who see a big economic opportunity for locals. Still, others fear it could alter the land in a way that has real consequences for the environment, including fisheries and other wildlife. The Haines Assembly continues to have disagreements on the sale. At a meeting Tuesday, some assembly members and the borough manager expressed concerns that the interactions with and positions of the local government were misrepresented to the Regents. Still, others expressed concerns about the assembly being too adversarial. Based on feedback from the public and regents, the university has developed a set of guiding principles for moving forward. It also plans to work with a local advisory group. Once negotiations are completed, the contract will go back to the Board of Regents for approval. That's expected to happen later this summer. The university is working with the Division of Forestry and Mental Health Land Trust on the project. A multi-agency review will be conducted through the permitting process, and there will be future opportunities for public comment. Ratepayers in Juneau can expect a rebate on their power bills. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports state regulators have until mid-July to approve the retroactive rate cut.
Congress's corporate tax cut will save Alaska Electric Light and Power about $2.4 million in federal income taxes this year. Juneau's current electricity rates were calculated using the old higher tax rate, and state lawyers wanted it adjusted.
Our electric rates are determined by the cost to provide power to our communities.
Debbie Driscoll is AELNP's spokeswoman. When costs rise, she explained, the power company applies to state regulators for permission to raise rates accordingly.
So likewise, if we have a significant decrease in our costs, then that gets passed through to customers.
Here's the proposal state regulators are reviewing. Beginning August 1st, electricity rates would fall by 6.73%. That's in line with an agreement reached by AELNP and state lawyers. The cut would be retroactive. That means ratepayers should receive a rebate for power purchase between January and the end of July. The company says households using an average of 750 kilowatt hours per month could expect about $45 back in rebates. Regulators have until July 15th to approve the new rates. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.